Welcome to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio with information that can save your life. On the show, you will learn how to recognize the patterns used by the psychopaths that are controlling our world, who have created the living hell we find ourselves in here on planet Earth. Where doctors create disease and destroy life and administer biological weapons nicknamed vaccines, which are corrupting our very genetic structure. Where police and judicial systems protect the criminals and persecute the innocent. Where governments have become terrorists against the people they purport to serve and commit treason every day by allowing the destruction of our air, water, food, and planet, and financially destroy us in incremental ways until eventually, if they get their way, we'll all be homeless on the street. Who are stealing and torturing our children under the guise of child protection, and who are suppressing the natural solutions to all these problems that are already available. The ability to see the big picture is a critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to bring these predators down. The critical first step for everyone with a conscience is to do your own research, as we have been lied to about everything. And I encourage all of you to go to my website, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, as well as drcarly.com. Download the documents and that are called my diagrams. There's four of them. The first one is the big picture, which has the cause of all disease on one sheet of paper. And then you can access the lecture of me explaining those diagrams below the diagrams. And find out for yourself if this is just not pure common sense as to how we are being made sick intentionally by these monsters. If you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support my work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites to help keep the sites up, etc. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them from me. To learn how to do how I do consults, click on the Services tab on my reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com site. You can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-0662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. There's the music. I'll be back after these messages. Let's continue with my intro. In terms of how to contact me, I also have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751, on which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that the number's been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1, but I use Skype primarily for my international clients and radio shows, so if you can access me by the toll-free, please do so, because I do not sit in front of my computer, 24/7 waiting for, Skype contacts. Always remember, I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you, to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. Archives of my shows for the past few years on various networks can be found at thelightofdayradioshow.com. Click on Dr. Carly Archives. If you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 800-313-9443. Please mute your phone while waiting to be brought on so as to not cause interference with whoever is speaking before you are brought on. Please call in whenever you like today. I am not having a guest because I have to catch up on some news items and different things that are going on. Every few weeks I'll be doing this because there's just so much that I need to inform you about in the midst of having very important guests on to let you know what's going on. Please support the Republic Broadcasting Network if you appreciate the shows that are broadcast here. And, of course, please let them know what shows you appreciate so that they will be able to ascertain what shows are important to the network. Also, if you go to reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com and click on the link section, go to the bottom of the link section, you can sign up for free for the weekly internet newsletter that I contribute to, American Survival Newsletter, that you can get for free where I give you lots of important information, including links to what you need to know. And, of course, if you have not yet gotten your colloidal silver generator, you really need to think about doing that, because at least the colloidal silver will protect you from the germs being created by the mad scientists. It does not get rid of injected vaccine viruses, but at least when the vaccinees are sneezing and coughing on you, and also as you're being sprayed with who knows what, including oral weaponized rabies with the chemtrails, you will have a level of protection because, of course, the Fraudulent Drug Administration is trying to take colloidal silver off the market. So that's one of the most important things that I would do if I was you to begin with. And, of course, if you want to get a consult from me to learn how to detox what you've already been exposed to, that would certainly help you to a great degree. Okay, the title of my show today is What's Ailing America? Inflammation, Frauds, Rewrite Pathological Findings of Disease. And this is a very important subject. They're actually rewriting the pathological findings of things like Alzheimer's and now autism. And, of course, the Wizard of Oz is involved in all this. But before I get to that, I want to mention a few other things. There's a very important documentary that's now out. And actually, surprisingly, it was prepared by Phil Donahue. You know, we all remember Phil. He was a talk show host who they took off the air because he started talking about anti-war subjects. And so they took him off the air. But this is a very important documentary. I encourage all of you to check out Body of War. And you will see a soldier by the name of Thomas Young, 33 years old, announcing in this documentary that he's going to kill himself within the next couple of months due to the unbearable pain that he is experiencing, status post a war casualty which left him paralyzed, worse yet, being mistreated by the Veterans Administration as expected. In fact, he went there, you know, telling them that he had unbearable abdominal pain, and the service they gave him was to cut out his colon. So now he has a bag on his side, leaking stool all over everywhere, which, of course, is ridiculous because they never even bothered to try to find out why was he having abdominal pain in the first place. But this is the way they treat the soldiers and the veterans, and, you know, people should be outraged at this. As you're all hearing about the wounded warriors and things of that nature, why don't you check out what's actually happening with these soldiers that are being biologically damaged with their vaccines, with depleted uranium, pyridostigmine pills, you know, aspartame in the drinks they're given, you name it. They should be doing something about, you know, stopping what they're doing to the soldiers in the VA hospital, which basically is continuing the experiments that are happening to them on the field. And that's why I always tell any soldier or veteran that calls me, if I was you, I would stay away from the VA hospital. You need to get out of that system if you have any hopes of surviving because, of course, just like as with the elderly people that they're trying to kill off so they don't have to pay their Medicare benefits, it's the same thing with the soldiers. But the other added aspect to it with the soldiers is they don't want them to come back here and tell us what's going on. And the most extreme example of that was Pat Tillman, the ball player who told his family he was going to come back here and talk about what's really going on in Afghanistan and how they're actually, you know, protecting the opium growers and, you know, sending the opium back here in body bags of soldiers and things of that nature. And he threatened to do that, so they killed him off. And that's what people have to realize is what is going on. And hopefully, you know, we'll wake up enough soldiers to get them to realize that it's time for them to honor their oath to protect us from enemies within. Because it's very obvious that the traitors in the district are criminals. Need to be charged with treason, because that's exactly what they're committing. Okay. First, before I get into the topic for today, I just want to say one of my listeners in Holland sent me an email that he can't access my site unless he does so from a hidden proxy. I don't know what a hidden proxy is. I'm totally computer illiterate. But I'm just mentioning this to let you know, as my website is being banned from, you know, ever-increasing numbers of servers or whatever, that there's some hidden proxy thing you can do to access the website. I don't know how to do it, but, you know, maybe some of you do, and you can check that out. Okay, I just have to mention a few distractions that I've endured over the past week. It never ceases to amaze me how many people, you know, take up my time to tell me what I should be doing. And I'm going to start with Susanna in Ohio, who calls into the show under the name her name's Rebecca. She calls into the show under the name Susanna. I'm not going to give her last name. She tells me she uses a fake name to the fact that if you use your real name on RBN, people find you on Facebook and bash you. But this Rebecca from Ohio, after I did a show with, my second show with Dr. Rob last week, whose Connecticut veterinary license is being threatened because of the fact that he is, he was warning his clients with small breed dogs that in fact the vaccination dose given to the small breeds is killing them because they give the same dose to the small breeds as they do to the large breeds. And so, you know, Dr. Rob is standing up to the monsters, and we'll see where all that goes. And he had his gathering on March 13th for people to come forward and stand up against the Mars Company, the candy company, which owns this Banfield veterinary group that's in all the PetSmarts, to basically let them know that, you know, this is not going to be acceptable, and what they're doing to Dr. Rob is pure evil. But what amazed me is, with all I'm doing, and I spend at least 20 hours a week doing radio shows. I do radio shows pretty much every day now. Last Sunday I did 3 shows. I spend many, many hours researching the newsletters that I put together. But Rebecca from Ohio felt it was her duty to tell me that I'm not doing enough, that I have to help the people that are living in tents that have, you know, pets, and that basically, you know, they need my help, and that, you know, we have to get together and save these pets, which, of course, their owners are throwing on the streets because they can't care for them anymore. Okay, there's music. We'll be back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America, where our answer today is inflammation, frauds, rewrite pathological findings of disease. But I'm just covering a few other things before I get to today's subject matter. And I'm talking about a series of emails I had with Susanna, a.k.a. Rebecca from Ohio, a listener to the show and someone who's called in many times, who basically wrote to me complaining about the fact that, you know, people out there need help. And what would be truly revolutionary is if a group of truth-seeking doctors get together and offered a care clinic to people who are basically indigent. And, of course, any doctor that's involved in telling the truth is going to be financially devastated, attack themselves, and probably lose their license to begin with. So I have a big problem with this. I'm trying to stop the extinction of the human race, and I really don't appreciate it when people try to give me other jobs to do. If any of you think that something needs to be done out there, you know, at the local level, then do it yourself. I have enough things on my plate, and I am not interested in having people try to criticize me because I'm not doing enough. What are all of you doing? That is the big question that needs to be answered. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people suffering out there. I'm one of those people. Nobody's helping me. Well, a few are, but very few. So basically, yes, as you learn that we are being destroyed in every way that you can imagine, you need to do something. And what you're going to do depends on, you know, what your conscience, promotes you to do, and whether or not you're willing to sacrifice anything yourself. I've sacrificed my life, my only child, my medical license, everything I have to do what I do, and I'm not going to get involved with other projects that people try to guilt me to do, because that's just a distraction, and that actually raises a big red flag. I also want to mention, there's somebody by the name of Hassani, although, of course, who knows who these people really are. I'm getting probably at least 10 emails a day from this person telling me it's not the Jews, everything goes back to Rome. And, of course, this is such a scam, it's ridiculous. And, in fact, I'm getting lots of emails with links to people like Jordan Maxwell who are saying that, you know, it all goes back to Rome. It's not the Jews. It's the Jesuits. And I now think that it's probably no coincidence that the new Pope is a Jesuit, because now they can go into the history of the Jesuits, which we know is totally satanic. But they're basically being puppet mastered by the Jews. So that's another joke, and I'm not going to fall for it. And lastly, I don't know who this person either is, because, of course, they don't give their names, but the email address is 1only1333@AOL.com. And this person, who holds themselves out to be a Christian identity person, has been emailing myself and Deanna Spingola and a few others, basically telling us what he believes, and therefore, because he believes that we must believe it, and wanted us to comment on his writings. And so I wrote back to him, I have no interest in discussing religion, that you should please take me off your list. My goal is to get everyone to rise up against the psychopath Jews who are behind and destroying everything. We can argue about religion and why all this evil is being allowed after the evil has been deleted. So this minion writes back to me, and this is like so hilarious, I can't even tell you. Okay, Jezebel, Caliphus, Annas, you count yourself among the deleted. You haven't, nor can you help any, of course. Why? Because you are not among the elect. Now, first of all, 1only1333, I have reversed disease in thousands of people all over the world, so I am helping people. I don't know where you're getting information from, but apparently it's not, you know, the powers of good. But if any of you know, I did look up Jezebel. It means a wicked, scheming woman. I don't know what Caiaphas-Annas adds to the word Jezebel. I'm not going to waste time researching it. But if any of you know what Jezebel, Caiaphas, Annas means, please do call in and let me know. And, of course, this arrogant monster who is telling me and Deanna Spingola and others that he is the one that knows what's going on and he has all the information. Some of these Christian identity people are the most arrogant SOBs I have ever encountered in my life. And this just also lets me realize that there's a problem. Okay, there's the music. We'll be back after the messages. To that topic in a minute, I just have a couple of things I want to mention. In case you don't know about this, Obama put together a bioethics panel to determine whether or not it was ethical to experiment on children with an anthrax vaccine. And surprisingly, they determined the answer is yes. Of course, this goes against all concepts of informed consent, the Nuremberg Code, etc. I just wanted to read to you the definition of ethics, a principle of right or good conduct, or a body of such principles, the rules or standards governing the conduct of the members of a profession. So how could it be that experimentation on children is considered an ethical, way to go? And I encourage all of you to research this. I'm sure you can find it online. And if they come to you and tell you that they want to not only vaccinate your children to begin with, which, of course, vaccines are bioweapons, but now they want to experiment on your children to check out, what the side effects of an anthrax vaccine are, where's this anthrax going to come from? After 9/11, of course, we know that the anthrax mailings came from the CDC's own laboratories. So it just gets worse every day, but this is something you should know about in case you're not aware of it. And also, I just want to mention, and I see we're already getting callers. I'll bring you on shortly, caller. I read the newspaper, my local Charlotte Observer, every day. And there was a very interesting column by a man by the name of John Roseman, who writes an article every, few days for parents to, advise them as to how they should handle their children. And I found this very informative because what he states in his article is that the first thing that parents tell their children when they're telling them to do something is to do it because I said so. And if that doesn't work, they tell their children to trust them. Okay, that's the same thing the government's telling us. Do something because we said so. If that doesn't work, they tell us that we should trust them. Well, I'm here to tell you, folks, do not trust the government. And I have a political cartoon I love, which has an angel with its mouth open as far as it could possibly open its mouth, and it says, do not trust the government under any conditions, no way, no how, etc., etc. So I just found it very interesting that, this is the same type of way that they tried to get us to do what they say, that we should trust them. They have our best interests at heart as we see what's going on in this ever-increasing hell, getting worse every day. Okay, those are the main things I wanted to cover before I get into the subject of today's show. So let me bring on the first caller, Jerry from Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Dr. Carley. And I just wanted to say I was appalled at your first the letter that you were reading that you should do more. You don't have to do what you do, and there's a lot of people out there that appreciate it and do what you want. Well, what I would say is I wouldn't give those people the benefit of the doubt to even read any of their hate mail to you. I think you do a great job. RBN does a great job in spreading the truth, and we all realize you guys don't have to do it, and thank you for being a true patriot, and God bless you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. But I just wanted to, make it known that there are people out there. There's quite a few people, actually, that are doing lots. Sacrificing a lot in their own lives or whatever the case may be. And rather than criticize those who are doing what they're doing, the others have to start doing something. I concentrate on the big picture. I'm going after the root of the evil. And that's why, you know, I do shows, What's Ailing America, giving many answers every week. But it all goes back to the psychopaths that are controlling our world that have no conscience. And so I just want people to realize that that's where we have to strike. You know, many people have different interests, you know, chemtrails, whatever the case may be. Yes, there's many ways we're being killed. But if, in my opinion, to be really successful, we have to get to the root of the evil. And that's what I'm trying to do. And frankly, I don't have any more time to do any more than what I'm doing. You know, so I appreciate that, Jerry. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
Okay, you too. Yes, and I truly appreciate RBN as well. I've been on many radio stations throughout the years, and there's no question in my mind that the RBN listeners are the most learned, knowledgeable people in all of the, you know, network interviews or station shows that I've done. They really know what's going on, and we need you as well to help spread the word. It's very important. Okay, I forgot. There's one other topic I want to mention. Just when you think it can't get any worse in regards to what they have planned for us, please do check out Obama's brain mapping project. Yes, in fact, after they have used billions of dollars to study the human genome, and of course, those of us in the know know that the reason they've mapped the human genome is because they want to create diseases using vaccines, especially to put viral sequences into our DNA and actually corrupt our very genetic structure. But somebody sent me this article, it's talking about the administration's plan to create a brain activity map, aka BAM. And what this brain activity map is going to do is to not only put forth the actual structure of the brain, all the synapses and billions of neurons involved in the brain, you know, to create our ability to think, etc. But these psychos want to actually bring it to the functional level. And I'm convinced that the reason they're doing this is to figure out where does the conscience live. Because if they can figure out where does the conscience live, they can do everything they can to eliminate the conscience. Now, I had already reported on the show a few times that they've done a study at MIT that has shown that they're able to actually eliminate the moral fabric of the brain by administering magnetic pulses. And, of course, one has to ask the question, why are they doing studies to try to figure out how to get rid of the morals in the people? So they know that magnetic pulses do help, but they're now trying to raise $3 billion, and, of course, that will come from the taxpayers. And, of course, we have no money. We're already bankrupt. But that doesn't stop these monsters from funding whatever they want to fund in order to bring us under, you know, further and further control. But this is what's going on. And at the end of this article, it talks about how this will lead to further technology to help create brain implants for cochlear, epilepsy, spinal cord injury, and such. That's what they're planning. But I can assure you, when all of us are running around with brain implants, that's going to be mind control on steroids. So just to let you know of another $3 billion project that they're planning. And, of course, the taxpayers will pay for it. And then the scientific departments and spin-off companies that are created will make billions and billions of dollars creating technologies that result from this brain mapping experiment. So I know it never ends, and it gets very daunting, and trust me, I get so tired of hearing about these things because truly it never ends. I mean, basically, they've already destroyed our health in so many ways. They're looking at now ways to destroy our brains. It's self-evident that their goal is to create a whole population of slave work units that can't even think. And they're well on their way to doing that because they're already using vaccines, pesticides, fluoride, aspartame, chemtrails, and HARP, you know, which also has mind control technologies available to it. This is what's happening. And so if you wonder why your family and friends just don't seem to get it, I can assure you this is very high on the list. All the ways that we're being, you know, poisoned and controlled, this is why they can't open their eyes. They're just not able to open their eyes. But even if they do start to smell a gefilte fish, chances are they're going to be too scared to open their eyes because, of course, fear is one of the main ways that we're being controlled because they're trying to make people believe that if you stand up and say anything or do anything, you know, you're going to have a problem. Well, guess what, folks? You're already dead. So you might as well stand up and do what you're supposed to do because otherwise we are finished. And that's getting more and more obvious every day. Okay, as I said, my show for today is titled Inflammation, Frauds, Rewrite, Pathological Findings of Disease. Now, I hope that many of you are signed up for my newsletter because I spend a lot of time on these newsletters. And my three recent newsletters, what I was covering, was basically showing the different ways that they're trying to lead us down another path. I have many links to important vaccination documents, which you could put in a newsletter or in a notebook and send them out to everybody you know. And that will really help to wake people up in regards to vaccines being bioweapons. I mean, it's extremely self-evident. There's no question at this point. But one of the most amazing articles I was sent recently, and this was in regards to the fact that they're trying to develop a universal flu shot. Now, this article, you know, interviews Francis Collins, the head of the NIH, the same minion who developed the genome project and helped to map out our very DNA so that they can attack it at many levels, destroy our DNA, establish the DNA to do what they want us to do. But the excuse for the interview was that he's trying to make people think that, you know, this is a very good thing. They're developing a universal flu vaccine that won't be having to be given every year. And, of course, the vaccines are bioweapons, so who knows what other extras that this universal flu vaccine is going to have within it in order for them to not give it every year, because obviously the flu vaccine doesn't prevent flu. It gives you the flu, but this universal vaccine, which they're using their $31 billion budget to create, we can be sure that it's going to cause further problems. But the most interesting part of this interview, and you can find this, let's see, usatoday.com. Title of the article is Long-Term Universal Flu Shot on Horizon. And actually, this was dated July 26, 2011, although I just received it a week or two ago. But just as an aside, in this interview, Francis Collins is talking about advances that have sprung up from investments in biomedical research. And one of the things he mentions is that an advance that has sprung up from their biomedical research is that Alzheimer's studies suggest inflammation rather than brain-targeting proteins, i.e. the neurofibrillary tangles, are actually triggering many cases of the dementia that affects more than 5 million. Now, this was a very serious find for me, because when I was in medical school in the early 80s, we learned the findings in Alzheimer's disease. You see aluminum deposits surrounded by neurofibrillary tangles. The neurofibrillary tangles are dead neurons. The dead neurons are killed by mercury. And that's been proven by a university in Canada, Calgary University, where they did studies on snail neurons, which have no myelin sheath, and that's important because the myelin sheath is what's destroyed in autism. But if they drop mercury onto these snail neurons, you can actually watch them under the microscope shrivel up and die. So what we have in Alzheimer's is people poisoned with aluminum. And, of course, the flu vaccine and the pneumonia vaccine has aluminum. We're being exposed to aluminum in pots and pans, aluminum foil, aluminum cans. The list is endless. And, of course, also in chemtrails. So more and more people are getting concerned about aluminum. So what they're now doing is rewriting the definition of Alzheimer's, that it has nothing to do with dead neurons. It's all about inflammation. And this is really a mind blower to me because, of course, the medical books that I have that I don't know when they are going to start putting this disinformation into medical books and teaching this disinformation to pathologists. But for all these years, that's been the description of Alzheimer's disease. Neurofibrillary tangles surrounding aluminum deposits. All of a sudden, Francis Collins is coming out saying that it's just inflammation. Now, interestingly, this same inflammation, disinformation, came up on the Wizard of Oz show recently. Okay, we're going to a break. We'll be right back. Call in with questions or comments, folks. Bye-bye. And we're back with Failing America, where our answer today is inflammation frauds rewrite pathological findings of disease. So I was just telling you about this NIH minion who has now come out with a statement that for decades they've been wrong about Alzheimer's, that the pathological findings in the brains of these demented people finding aluminum deposits and dead neurons tangled around them is all wrong. It's all about inflammation. And he gives no evidence as to his reason for saying that, but it's obvious to me that they're trying to distract from the fact that aluminum in the brain is there because of the fact that it's a poison. And as I said, it's getting into the brain from chemtrails, vaccines, aluminum foil, aluminum pots and pans, aluminum cans, you name it. So that's a very important thing because as they're rewriting disease causes, this is going to become very important because rather than admit what's causing the problem and taking steps to do something to deal with it, and over the years, I've helped many people with Alzheimer's. Of course, that's one group that it's very important. You know, you can't help somebody with Alzheimer's unless they have family members that are going to help them remember to take their remedies to detox their aluminum and mercury and all the other things causing them a problem, especially getting them off the drugs. But it's obvious to me that this is just an attempt to hide what's actually happening. Now, before I get to the other examples of this, I just want to read you the definition of inflammation from Dorland's 25th edition medical dictionary, and this is what it says. And then I'll put it into, you know, lay person's terms so you can understand it. Inflammation is a localized protective response elicited by injury or destruction of tissues, which serves to destroy, dilute, or wall off both injurious agents and the injured tissue. It is characterized in the acute form by the classical signs of pain, heat, redness, swelling, and loss of function, but especially by leukocytic migration. Leukocytes are the white blood cells. The white blood cells are the cells that come in when you have an infection. Basically, those are the cells that make pus. This has nothing to do with the immune system. The immune system is involved with B cells, which are the cells that make the antibody, and T cells, the little Pac-Man cells that go after various pathogens. And there's music again, so I'll continue after the messages. Stay tuned.